What if the story you've been telling yourself for decades, that you're fundamentally lazy, hopelessly disorganized, or just not trying hard enough, turned out to be completely false? For millions of adults, this revelation arrives not through dramatic intervention, but through a quiet moment of recognition, reading a description of ADHD, and suddenly seeing their entire life reflected back at them. Before 1993, when this groundbreaking book first appeared, adult ADHD was virtually invisible. Publishers rejected the manuscript, insisting no market existed for such a book. They were spectacularly wrong. What began as a self-published labor of love became the definitive guide for adults navigating a condition that affects somewhere between 3 to 5% of the population, though some estimates suggest the number could be 4 times higher. Today, celebrities from Adam Levine to Emma Watson speak openly about their ADHD. But 3 decades ago, adults with these struggles had no framework for understanding why life felt so inexplicably difficult. ADHD isn't about moral weakness or insufficient willpower. It's neurobiology. Brain imaging reveals structural differences in 4 key regions: the frontal lobes, planning and self-regulation, the corpus callosum, connecting hemispheres, the basal ganglia, mood and impulse control, and parts of the cerebellum. Combined with imbalances in dopamine and norepinephrine, these create a genuinely different operating system. The 3 hallmark symptoms manifest paradoxically. Inattention doesn't mean you can't focus. It means you struggle to choose what to focus on, sustain that focus, or shift attention when needed. This explains both the workaholic who can't stop thinking about projects and the procrastinator who cannot get started. Impulsivity drives you to blurt out confidential information or make snap decisions with lasting consequences. Hyperactivity extends beyond fidgeting to excessive talking, internal restlessness, and constant need for stimulation. Consider reframing these traits. Inattention might signal genuine disinterest in something misaligned with your values. Impulsivity can help you take necessary risks. Hyperactivity becomes valuable energy when channeled purposefully. Your brain isn't defective, it's different. The ADHD brain operates with wandering mind syndrome. Thoughts drift between loosely connected ideas in ways that seem rude or eccentric, yet enable creative connections others miss. Many people with ADHD work with a one-channel operational system. While neurotypical brains efficiently switch between attention channels, the ADHD scan button malfunctions, pulling in every channel simultaneously rather than filtering for strong signals. Imagine conversing at a coffee shop, but instead of your brain filtering out the espresso machine, nearby conversations, and background music, everything comes through at equal volume. That's the ADHD experience of a defective filter. Sensory information floods in without barriers, making interruptions catastrophically disruptive and even grocery shopping anxiety-inducing. The ADHD brain also runs at supersonic speed, leading to rapid-fire speech and careless mistakes as hands struggle to keep pace with thoughts. Perhaps most exhausting is the minuscule mental fuel tank. Your rapidly working brain burns through mental energy at an astonishing rate. Some people with ADHD appear energetic at work, then collapse completely at home. When your brain exceeds its processing capacity, it may shut down entirely, a temporary freeze where even simple requests feel overwhelming. Memory is a multi-stage process, and ADHD disrupts nearly every phase. During acquisition, attention deficits mean information never enters memory, though ironically, you often notice details others miss. Registration suffers because rehearsing boring information feels unbearable. Storage systems struggle under distractibility and limited mental energy, particularly affecting working memory, that mental workspace where you hold and manipulate information. While you might excel at creative thinking and making unexpected connections, retrieving specific information on demand often fails spectacularly. This explains why you contribute brilliantly in discussions, but bomb tests requiring precise answers. ADHD also impacts selective attention, choosing appropriate responses from possible actions. This creates an imbalance between facilitation, supporting helpful actions, and inhibition, blocking harmful ones. Social errors typically result from disinhibition, impulsive comments, constant interruptions, standing too close. These unintentional behaviors damage relationships nonetheless. Social adjustment suffers because ADHD interferes with reading social cues. Restlessness makes building friendships difficult. You either come on too strong or have only brief surface conversations. Communication requires rhythm and synchronization, which ADHD disrupts. Two hazards stand out: basic manners, requiring attention to detail, and telephone conversations, processing verbal information without visual cues while filtering background noise. For decades, ADHD research focused on males, creating the misconception that women rarely have the condition. While hyperactive boys disrupt classrooms and get evaluated, inattentive girls sit quietly daydreaming, going undiagnosed. The male-to-female ratio is likely closer to 2-1, rather than the previously estimated 9-1. Hormonal fluctuations significantly magnify symptoms. Monthly cycles, puberty, pregnancy, and menopause all impact ADHD. Falling estrogen levels worsen mood swings, irritability, forgetfulness, and concentration. Women may need varying medication doses throughout their cycle, as low estrogen reduces medication effectiveness. Women with ADHD struggle more with self-esteem than men. They're less likely to receive diagnosis and treatment, while society expects them to juggle multiple roles rather than specialize, making it harder to focus on strengths. Relationships are considered particularly important for women, yet ADHD significantly impacts social skills. Impulsive behavior faces harsher judgment in women, and girls with ADHD experience greater peer rejection during crucial developmental years. ADHD diagnosis relies on pattern recognition rather than definitive tests. Most adults discover their condition through self-recognition, reading descriptions or hearing stories that mirror their experience. Recovery means regaining control, compensating for deficits, and finding balance. This requires believing you're worth the effort, often challenging when years of unexplained struggles have damaged self-esteem. The process involves grieving lost opportunities before accepting ADHD as one dimension of your multifaceted self. Medication can be transformative. Stimulants affect neurotransmitters, and many describe feeling reborn, experiencing clarity and focus for the first time. Finding the right medication and dosage requires patience, potentially taking months. Alternatives include neurofeedback, cerebellar exercises, regular physical activity, and fidget-to-focus strategies, providing sensory stimulation during tedious tasks. Recovery also requires mental hygiene, clearing negative self-talk accumulated before understanding ADHD. Your brain carries derogatory messages: I never follow through, I'm weird, I'll never get it right. These thoughts need reframing through an ADHD-aware lens that recognizes perceived failures stem from neurological differences rather than character flaws. Imagine scientists eliminated ADHD genes. Test scores rose, workplaces hummed efficiently. But four generations later, disaster struck. Scientific breakthroughs dried up without hyper-focused minds. Innovation flatlined without risk-takers. The arts became technically perfect, but emotionally hollow. Society grew orderly yet sterile, missing the passionate advocates, obsessive inventors, and visionary storytellers who challenge norms and see hidden connections. ADHD traits fuel human progress. Yes, they create real challenges, routine task struggles, time blindness, emotional intensity, but they also bring extraordinary gifts: boundary-breaking creativity, infectious enthusiasm, deep compassion, and childlike wonder that spots possibility where others see walls. The goal isn't elimination, it's harnessing these traits productively. Choose careers leveraging hyperfocus and creativity. Design accommodating environments. Deploy technology and support systems for organizational gaps. With proper understanding and personalized strategies, adults with ADHD build fulfilling lives while contributing perspectives the world desperately needs. Your brain isn't broken, it's different, and that difference has always moved humanity forward.